Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We have Tom Colton, segment 4. He's from IT.com. This has to be the shortest domain name I've ever had on the show. And it just, I say your name and your company name, and that's it. Tom Colton, IT.com, the president.
Says it all, right? Anybody that doesn't think IP stands for Internet Protocol, it says it all for them. People on this show, I think of it as intellectual property.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Tom, I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsors and making Got Invention Radio happen. We have United Inventors Association. We have Adley Law Group. We have Creative Edge Products, Spread the News PR, QuickPatents.com, Invention Home, and, of course, we have Inventors Digest. That's who presents Got Invention Radio. If you haven't already done so, go on the front of Got Invention or any of the pages of GotInvention.com and click on the Inventors Digest link at the bottom and subscribe to their magazine. If you haven't already done so, you get a 33% off discount. So thank you again to all our sponsors. Okay, Tom, well, I guess we could start off with what we were going to talk about in this segment was the international patenting and filing and all that good stuff. We have a question for Tom from Theo. From Theo, will my U.S. patent exclude other people in China or Japan from making, using, or selling my invention? Maybe before we go into that, Tom, maybe you could just kind of give us some basics and then help Theo out and the rest of the listeners.
You got it, because that was a great question that Theo came up with, and it's something that people need to be thinking about. So let's talk about some basics. What else isn't a patent? Remember earlier in the show we were talking about what isn't a patent or what a patent is not?
Yep.
A patent is not international. It's not international. So that means if I have a patent in the U.S., I can exclude others from making, using, and selling in the U.S. only. So I have a patent in the U.S. You see my patent. You like my patent. So you want to start making, using, and selling in your own country. If I don't have a patent there, I can't prevent you from doing that. So a patent only exists in the nation that you got the patent. So now let's go to Theo's question, and that is, if I have a patent in the U.S., can I block somebody from making, using, and selling in China? And the answer is unequivocally no, you cannot, unless you have a Chinese patent. And if you have a Chinese patent, then the answer is maybe. And the reason I say maybe is because there's a lot of gotchas with foreign filing, especially foreign filing in a place at the moment like China. And here's what I mean. Well, first let me take one step back. If you decide, when you're making a decision about where to file, you have to remember that patenting is very expensive in the U.S. Well, it's even more expensive doing foreign filing because every country wants their money. Every country has lawyers that want their money. So you need to think about it as being two times, three times, four times, five times the amount of money to go in all the various countries that you might want to file. So if you want to file in five countries, instead of paying $10,000, you might end up paying $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 all in before all your patent applications are prepared and filed.
Wow. Wow. What about the timing? Isn't there a particular time that you have till you're able to file? I remember when I filed my patents, I'm always asked, you know, do you want it? You have the right to file international, but there's maybe you can help us with that.
Yeah, actually, there is a way to do it that makes it easier, and that is there's a thing called the Patent Cooperation Treaty, PCT it's called, and it's governed by the WIPO in Switzerland. And essentially what that does is it enables you to do what's called designate in just about any nation on the planet. So when you file, and let's say you file in the U.S., but you do it via the Patent Cooperation Treaty, you can hold your place to file in any other country that you want. And then over some period of time, and honestly, Brian, I don't know what that time is. I think it's 30 months.
Okay.
But over that period of time, you can then nationalize in any nation that you want. But it's costly. So regardless of whether you do it individually or through the PCT, you need to think very carefully about where you want to file. Because not only are you going to have to pay to file the patent applications, but you're going to have to pay to prosecute them, and then you're going to have to pay every few years to maintain them. And then you might have to pay to enforce them. So it sounds like there's a lot of spending for an independent inventor who wants to file worldwide.
So what are you trying to tell us?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is be very cautious and make sure that you have an exceptionally strong business plan before you even get into the patenting world. And I emphasize business. This is a business. You're not filing a patent to hang something on your wall. You're filing a patent to support your business activities. So before you do anything, you need a strong business plan. But now let's talk about what are the things to think about filing internationally. One thing is, are you going to want to sell there? If you're not going to want to sell in that particular jurisdiction, there's no need for you to get a patent in that jurisdiction because you don't have to block competitors in that jurisdiction from making, using, and selling there. If you do, though, then you need to think about doing it, and you might want to say, am I worried about competitors popping up there? If I am and I want to sell in that market, now I want to think even more seriously about it. Then I want to think about the question of, okay, if I get a patent in that country, is it the kind of country that will enforce my patent? Now, if it's in the U.S., the answer is absolutely yes. If it's in most European companies, yes. If it's in many Asian countries, yes. But the big name lately is China. Everybody's talking about what's going on in China with IP, and I'm there all the time. And I can tell you they're working very hard to build an IP system that works, and they have patent laws. The problem is enforcement is so spotty that it's almost not worth filing in China today. It may be very different in a year, but today it's a very dangerous place to file because after spending a fortune getting it and trying to enforce it, there might be no enforcement that provides you what you need. Hmm. And then the other question is, even if they will enforce, can you afford to do it? If anybody on this call has ever experienced litigating a patent in a foreign country, it's way worse than in this country, and it's really bad in this country in terms of cost. So again, foreign filing is not for the meek. Foreign enforcement is certainly not for the meek. So if you're thinking about it, think very carefully and make sure that it fits as part of your business plan.
Oh, that's great information. We have a couple minutes left, Tom. Just kind of free talking what we went over in segment 1, 2, 3, and 4 here. Maybe you can kind of just leave us with some final thoughts of us independent inventors. We want to protect ourselves. Where some are tight on money, some are okay, some can do it. We have these ideas. I mean, just kind of give us some kind of words of wisdom last moment here.
Absolutely. I have a lot of independent inventors that would come to me, and I want to emphasize for the fourth time, have a good business plan. If you have $12,000 to spend on your business, don't spend it on a patent because you'll need that money for all other parts of your business. And while patenting is very important at times, most people don't even need patents because the fundamental reality is this. More than 80% of every patent that is ever granted on this planet is useless. And the reason I say it's useless is because it never does anything to advance your business. And that could be because by the time you get it, the claims are so narrow that they're easy to get around and it doesn't prevent any competitors from competing with you. Or it could be that by the time you get to market, the patent that you originally had isn't what you were thinking about because it's gone through 10 iterations and the product isn't even covered by the patent anymore. Hmm. Or it's just not a good technology that you're in. But fundamentally, most patents don't provide you any value. So I would be thinking about alternatives to patenting. We talked about trade secrets. There's something called defensive publishing. Defensive publishing is essentially putting it into the public domain, not to get a patent, but to make sure nobody else can get a patent. Because you might say, hey, as long as nobody stands in my way with their Colt 45, I could do wonderful things in this marketplace with my sales and distribution and customer service and products. I don't need patents. I just want to make sure no one else has a patent. You might want to think about defensive publishing. You also might want to think about partnerships, getting someone else to fund your business so that you can get a patent, and that's where the NDA comes in. Go to a venture capitalist with a non-disclosure agreement, show them what you would file if you had the money, and maybe they'll help you along. But fundamentally, overarching thing, think about your business plan. Nothing is more important than your business plan.
Tom, that was absolutely fantastic. I still have questions coming in. The show is done, though. Thank you so much for joining us on Got Invention Radio, Tom.
My pleasure. I loved it. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you. Have a great night. We'll speak to you soon. God invention.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need, and each year they never fail to impress me. If you've never used an SSD before, the V-Series might just be the ticket. Let's say you've had that computer for a few years and it's starting to run a little slow. If you're not ready to replace it, Kingston's SSD Now V-Series solid-state drive can kickstart that old system and make it feel like new. It'll improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced, and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing new life into an existing system. If you own a desktop, the 30-gig Kingston V-Series SSD is the perfect companion to that hard drive you have with all that music and movie. Put the operating system on the SSD and keep the data where it's at. Sit back and watch your old desktop operate faster. There's a capacity and a model for everyone wanting to upgrade from a traditional hard drive to a solid-state drive. Check out the Kingston SSD Now V-Series SSD at www.kingston.com.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers have bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you considered gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's A-D-L-I-L-A-W.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.